isn't Brenda Beth. Let's turn it up. Let's turn it on. Josie Vacentino is singing that song.
Live on your computer and various other devices, Bag of Goodies Productions and Alan Firestorm Productions presents another episode of The Josie Show. Tonight, it's Josie's Fishing Country Now interview from May 3rd, 2014. I'm Alan Firestorm with Tina Passantino, and now, if you don't know who she is, you're probably listening to the wrong show. Josie Passantino!
It is Josie, and thank you all so much for tuning into the Josie Show tonight. We have such a great show tonight. We really, really do. I get the opportunity to bring you my interview that I had on Fishing Country Now, Cowgirl Divas Radio, with Tom Flatten, and it was so much fun, and it was hilarious, and it was just, it was so much fun. I had a blast. Yes. Hello.
Have you done well on the trivia challenge at josieshow.com?
I actually haven't had the chance to do that yet. I'm probably going to do that after the show. All right.
Yeah, well, there's two categories, you know, so that's twice as many questions for you to get wrong.
Oh, that's so exciting. See, that's what I love. I love getting things wrong twice. So I'm excited tonight. It's going to be so, so good. And also joining us during this interview that I had with Tom Flatten, Gail Carson was also there. She made an appearance kind of sort of towards the end of the interview, and she even shared some of her music with us, so you're going to get to hear some of that as well. So, yes, and later on in the show, we will bring you our VIPs and tell you all about what, you know, is going on in their lives, you know, here at the Josie Show, and how you could become one if you wish, and all that information will get out later on in the show. So it's going to be a great night, so please stay tuned to the whole show so you do not miss a detail. And before we play this interview, really quick, remember we have a 24/7 licensed radio station called Country Blast Radio, and we recently had our Country Blast Radio Countdown Blast for the month of May. And so, yeah, on my Facebook page, we actually have our top 20 listed. If you didn't get to hear the show and it was live, we have them all posted there, so you could check out who was in our top 20. And so, yeah, you can hear the show at countryblastradio.com. Facebook.com/Country Blast Radio. Also on Live 365, if you search Country Blast Radio, you can find us. We're also on Roku, TiVo, and your smartphones, such as iPhones and Droids, by downloading the free Live 365 app. And even right here at JosieShow.com, when we're not live on the Josie Show or our Josie Show special editions, it is constantly running 24/7 of amazing country music. So good. I hope you guys check it out. We have new classic country music, top 30 Billboard chart-topping music, some good old Texas dancehall music. We have pretty much a mixture of everything for everybody. We do not leave anybody's tastes out, okay? We make sure everybody has everything that they want. So please make sure you tune us in at work or on the go. And we're highly ranked on Live 365. We checked and we are still at number 3. So that is super, super exciting. And, you know, maybe one of these days we'll get to number 1. You never know. Okay, I'm keeping my hopes up for that one. And so, yeah, please make sure you check that out. And new music is constantly added, so please tune us in every day. Remember, countryblastradio.com. So now let me play my interview that I had with Fishing Country Now, Cowgirl Divas Radio, with Tom Flatten. It was such a great interview. I hope you guys like it, and please check it all out. Here we go.
Josie Passantino.
I like how you said that. Josie Passantino.
Hi. How are you, Josie?
I'm doing so great. Thank you so much for having me on the show. I'm so excited.
Hey, we're going to have a great time here, and hopefully things are going to work out, and we'll be good today. Don't be all crazy. So, all right, let's get going. How long have you been doing the Josie Show? Oh, matter of fact, yeah, this, folks, this is the host of the Josie Show, Josie Costantino. I just love that name.
It's a very Italian name, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I like that. Kind of sounds like a pizza. I want a Passantino.
I know, right? Let's see. I started when I was 14, and I'm 19 now. So it's been like 5-ish years.
Really?
Yeah, almost 6 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, because I turned 5 on March 22nd.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Actually.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I kind of forgot all about it. we usually do an anniversary show, but I just did it. You know, it just happens.
Oh, it's funny. Yeah, it's funny. You could completely forget how long you've been doing it because you're just having a blast. And
right.
So someone's like, congratulations.
Okay, well, he's trying to get his stuff together. I'll ask you the question. Hello, everybody. This is DJ Audrey. And we're here with Josie, and we're so happy to have you. And the question that I ask everybody, I love this question, and I love the variety of answers that I get. What is the hardest thing you've had to overcome, and how did you overcome it?
There you go.
Well, yeah, that's a really, really good question. I think the hardest thing to overcome, which is for a lot of kids that are in public school, because I started in public school, probably bullying was the most hardest thing to overcome.
Right.
But I think it makes you a stronger person, and it really kind of motivated me to do what I wanted to do. And I'm just like, you know what? Let's just do it. And so, I talk a lot about bullying. It's actually a huge thing that I do for the Josie Show. I really, I talk a lot about it with teens and even parents. The bullies are the ones that have the problem, and you just keep going and doing your thing. That's how I got over it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's kind of, that's kind of odd and whew.
It happened, and unfortunately for me though, it wasn't necessarily the kids, it was more of the teachers, which I found really weird. It was strange,
okay.
But yeah, and you know, they would just say things like, you know, why do you want to be in the music industry? I mean, it's, you know, you won't be going far with that, it's, you know, stupid to do, and all this other stuff,
right.
And I'm just like,
right.
You know, and I'm just like, you know what? I'm going to try. I'm going to do it my way because that's what makes me happy. So
there you go. There you go. There we go. All right. Someone's got everything together here.
Awesome.
Yeah. But yeah, I know Audrey always comes up with a really crazy question on. And
good one.
Every time I get crazy and messed up here. And, but
mm-hmm.
No, okay.
That's a good question.
Muted down. Yeah, she asked, oh, you'd be surprised at all the questions that we've got. People falling off stages and kind of, you know, some
body parts coming out.
Yeah, body parts popping out and
Lucky for me, none of that really happened. But I think the first performance that I ever, you know, did, I think, you know, when I was walking off the stage, I tripped a little bit, but I saved myself. I didn't, like, completely fall. It was just
it was
like a little trip with those heels.
Okay. Oh, you have heels on.
Yeah, those things are a killer to walk off the stage with.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah, speaking of killer, let's talk about your trip down to see Mickey Gilley.
Okay, yes.
How about that?
Yes.
That was just recently, too, right?
Oh, yeah. That was very, very... I absolutely had just a blast. I went down there because I was doing backstage interviews with obviously Mickey Gilley and then also the opener. Yeah, the opener, and then also a great, great comedian who was also in there. And it was so much fun. I had my own dressing room, people. I felt like I felt like a celebrity there for a moment. I was having so much fun. And basically, they would come up to, like, the dressing room area that I had, and then I would get to do the interviews with them. And then I got to see the show, and it was just so good. Mickey Gilley is like... Like, I wish I could move like that. Like, he does so, so well for everything that he's been through.
Yeah, and he's gone through an awful lot lately.
Absolutely.
So. It's good to know that he's back on tour and mm-hmm. you know, and back into a... Now, I don't know, is it still the same theater, or did he change and or did he reopen Gilly's, or is it a new theater?
I believe he did open up Gilly's.
He reopened it?
I'm pretty sure, he did. And, I'm pretty sure that I asked that question as well on the interview that I have at JoseyShow.com. So if you want to check that out.
Yeah, go for it. Tell people how to get to it and where to find it and everything else. Go for it.
Right. Okay. So, it's just at JoseyShow.com. And if you go there, we have the regular live shows. And then we also have the special edition shows. And the Mickey Gilly concert one was in the special edition. So if you go in special edition, the tab, then you just click that and then you can listen to it. And I had interviews with comedian Bill Martin and on the same episode, Mickey Gilly, and then also Cheyenne Smith Ford, who was the opener. So
good lady.
Yes, she's very sweet. I had so much fun with her. She is just a ball of energy. I love having talking with her. She's awesome.
I gotta wait and that'll be I gotta listen to it again because I kind of got interrupted and everything else there when I was listening to it, but it'll be good. It will be good. So why don't tell people when you're actually on and what's the deal with this a VIP club?
Yes. Well, for the live shows, we're always on at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Time Zone. That's 8 p.m. Eastern Time.
Right.
And so we're live then, and then we do the interviews and we play music and we just have so much fun. We have a live chat room and call-ins that we have, and then also for the special editions, we do that once a month on a Monday. We do those. And then, it's a lot of fun. I love doing those because they're just so much fun.
Yeah, you can get really into the, you got a little bit more time with that, your special editions.
Yeah, I love doing that because, we really opened up the special edition shows for the guests that are, we give the opportunity for the full length for them so that we could have more fans call in and chat with them because I think that's very important that fans are able to connect with their artists, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So we make sure we do that. And then the VIPs, we actually just recently started that.
and it's
been going really well.
Yeah, and I know you and I both have some of the same artists, and they are joining your VIP club. So
I love it. It's really, really neat because they can join that, and then we pretty much advertise them on all of our social networking sites and then also on our website.
Okay.
And, and also on Country Blast Radio, we also put them on there as well and just constantly play their music and, everything. We tell them, we tell all the fans of where they're going to be at, their shows, their what new music they have coming out, and we just really promote.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's what you got to do, especially for all these indie artists. SCN was started strictly to get the indie artists out there, get the names out there, and, because there weren't that many stations that were doing that. Now look at it. Man, alive, you got them all over the place.
It's true.
Yeah, and, folks, besides the Josie Show, Josie also has a radio station. Josie, tell me about that, darling.
it's a great radio station. I love it. It's called Country Blast Radio, and it's 24/7 country music, licensed country music. And what I love is it's from signed artists and then also independent artists. Right. I love it. It's such a great mix, and we play just everything from Texas dance hall music, which you can't really hear that much on radio anymore.
No, not at all.
So you bring that back. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then also, the traditional stuff, because I know I have a lot of fans out there that love traditional country music. So I was like, we have to put that in there for everybody. And I love traditional country music. So we brought that. And then also, And also, you know, Billboard chart-topping music as well for country.
Oh, yeah.
So,
definitely. Definitely, definitely, definitely. And speaking of chart toppers.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a few days ago, I informed you that you again have hit the number one spot on, your teenage girl has hit number one on FCN CDR charts. And congratulations there.
Thank you. I am so excited. When I first found that out, I'm going to throw a party. I am, okay? We ordered the cake and everything. I think that is just so amazing. Thank you guys so much for all of the work that you guys do. And and thank you so much to the fans who have, you know, called in and tried to get my show at, I mean, get my show, get my song at the top. I think that's incredible. Sometimes, you know.
Yeah. Well, mommy producer or mommy deucer bring out the banner that she had made for you?
She definitely is going to be putting that up because we've been having such, you know, we've been having better weather. So I'm going to try to put that up there for sure.
Well, yeah, it's been pretty cool, though. I mean, it's I was really surprised when I finally got my server back to normal. And it started showing me what was going on, and I looked at the reports, and I was like, Josie? What do you mean, Josie? What, Josie Show? And I'm looking at it like, no, teenage girl is there. It's you know, number one spot. Like, wow, not bad. I got to tell her.
Thank you so much. It's crazy because sometimes I forget that, you know, I have so many things on my plate that I do that I'm like, okay, so wait, did I win this from the Josie Show or my song? It's confusing, but I love that people are loving Teenage Girl.
Yeah, because really, you were nominated a couple of times for what you were nominated for.
That was for my show, the Josie Show. Podcast awards and three times.
That was it. Yeah.
That's crazy. No,
I don't know. Does anybody else know about Teenage Girl besides me?
I hope you guys know it and sing to it in the car and just have a blast with it because it's such. I love this song because it's so personal and it It's really close to my heart because when I was writing it, I was writing it with my great mentor, Malia McKinney. And, you know, she was helping me out a little bit, and then I was, you know, throwing ideas her way. And basically, it talks about me growing up, you know, little kid pigtails, you know, riding bike trails. And kind of now I'm, you know, really taking the reins and, you know, finding myself just, you know, and trying to find my voice and doing everything that I'm doing. So it's such a personal song that I love.
Well, let's take a short break and listen to Teenage Girl from Josie Pasadena. God, I love your name, baby.
Thank you. I hope you guys love it.
Gonna make it to live, and not gonna quit it or give.
everybody. We are back here with Josie Pasentino.
I love that every time.
I love saying your Pasentino name.
I know. So much fun to say, I know.
Yeah, teenage girl, number one right here on Fish and Country Now, Cowgirl Divas Radio. Josie, yes. Why is this song so long?
Right? I think we really just wanted to add a great mix of music in, you know?
Yeah.
You know, the music was just so beautiful. It was just like, let's add a little bit more in there. Let's just add a little bit more fiddle. let's just go right at it. But yeah, I had a lot to say with that song. So that's probably why it's so long.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm going to give it my all.
Well, the next song that you got coming up has got to be, you know, like 8-9 minutes long. You know, I love long songs. You know, I mean, I'll play some classic rock and you know, like Inagata Davida is, you know, 17 minutes long and, you know, it's Earth, Wind, and Fire. They got some that are, you know, 20 minutes long and Rare Earth, they've got, you know, Get Ready, and that's 23 minutes. I love it, you know.
Yes.
It's time to get a drink and, you know,
exactly.
Do whatever I need to do, you know. Yes, just iced tea or coffee. And the beer is kind of out the door now. I'm not drinking beer anymore. I don't know why.
I can't. I'm only 19, so I'm not even there yet.
Yeah, I know. That's why you're not even part of the 21 club, but, you know.
Exactly.
Your chair is waiting. So let's go ahead and ask Tina again about the banner.
Let's bring her on right
yes.
now. This is my
yes. Give me
mama's
my special
sister.
Edition.
Yes, here she is, my mama deucer.
Oh, mama deucer, yeah.
Hey, how are ya?
Oh, I am good. How are you, Tina Pasentino?
You said it with such flair. I'm doing fantastic. I'm excited to be here with you guys today. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's an honor to have you and Josie here because, you know, you've done a great job. Now, the first time you found out that Josie's Teenage Girl song was number one here. You went out and made a banner. And are you going to be hanging that banner again because of her song being number one again?
I am, as a matter of fact. I have to get a bigger banner. I definitely am. We're very thankful. I know you guys play the heck out of Teenage Girl, and we really appreciate it. You know,
it
means a lot to her, and it was certainly a strong message for her. But in turn, a lot of the things that, you know, she's heard about the song is that, you know, it really doesn't matter how old you are. I mean, you can be 2 or 102, and, you know, there's no reason why you can't follow your dream regardless. So it's meant a lot to a lot of people. And, you know, it was initially done, you know, like for an organization she was working with about positive lyrics for the youth. And, you know, she was about 15, 16 when she wrote the song. And so it just worked out really well. You know, that there are things that our kids just don't need to be listening to that's on the radio today. So it was really based off of that. And then, you know, now with her second song, she's just going to go a little bit more mainstream, you know,
that
modern.
That sounds country. Good. That sounds good. Now, what made you get Josie this radio show?
You know, this
was
actually...
I don't know, maybe I should have... Was it Josie's idea or your idea?
No, this is all Josie. This is all Josie. You know, she
years
heard
old, she wanted
some,
to have a... Wow. That's cool.
Early on when she was 14, she heard some podcasts and, you know, things like that she had listened to and, you know, had some communication back and forth, you know, inside those. She really liked it. She met some friends and they all kind of decided to do a little fun thing together. You know, and then after a while when she started getting guests on, you know, it becomes work, you know, instead of just playtime. And, you know, so the friends took off and she was lucky enough. She met a wonderful gentleman. His name is Alan Firestone.
Yeah.
And, you know, he really encouraged her that she can do this on her own. Didn't need anybody. She had what it took. And, you know, he actually came on with her first. And, you know, he's very supportive, taught her what to do. He'd been in radio for quite a long time and, you know, wrote for shows and did all kinds of great things.
Right.
So,
you know, he really kind of, you know, showed her a little bit about, you know, what to do and those sorts of things. And then he volunteered to help her, which was super nice. Then once the show started getting more popular, we needed to expand our horizons a little bit. And at that point, I was a district manager for Early Childhood Learning Center, so I was still working full time.
Oh, cool.
I actually quit to hop on and give these guys a hand, so.
Huh, all right. Now,
this was all her same child, this wasn't me.
Well, that's pretty cool, especially at the age of 14 doing that.
Yeah.
Now, Alan is also Peanut the Squirrel, right?
Alan has Peanut the Squirrel. Now, Peanut the Squirrel is our mascot. He's
right.
An actual squirrel, and he hangs out around, Alan's studio there.
Mm-hmm.
But, Alan does help him talk a little bit.
Yeah, it's kind of like I've got Dale the Chipmunk and we also have Okie Annie and DJ Redneck and
DJ Redneck, now that's awesome.
Hey, you're in Oklahoma, you know, there's a lot of rednecks down here, I'll tell you.
Oh, it's the best. They are the best. You know what, I gotta talk to Alan. Tell Alan we want one of those. That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, Dale the Squirrel or Dale the Squit or the Chipmunk, he's up in Canada. And every once in a while, he comes down here into Oklahoma now, so, you know.
That is fantastic.
Yeah, I'll have to send you a couple of clips from Dale and DJ Redneck.
Oh, definitely. That's fun.
Yeah, actually, Redneck's not home right now, but he usually lives under either my desk or Audrey's desk, and he's only 3 foot tall, so. And if Debbie Kelly was here, she'd tell you all about it.
I'm sure. We'll have to catch up with Debbie another time. I know she's got some things going on, but
yeah,
she's got some
family problems there. So, but
yeah. Is a funny thing.
It'll all be fun, but yeah, it'll be good.
Yeah.
But anyways, what else was I going to ask you? I was going to ask you something else, and I forgot all about it now. Good girl. See, folks, that's we always have fun right here, so I don't have anything planned. It's all ad lib. Yeah.
See, those are the best shows because, you know, if you're just reading off a script, that's no fun.
Yeah, I hear you. I can never do that stuff, even off of, you know, I can't read anything. my eyes are too old to read.
Yeah, trying to read it and say that the same time is the easiest thing, that's for sure.
Yeah. Hey, Fishing DJ TJ, and we are talking with Josie and Tina Passantino. God, I love the name.
It's a big one. You do it well.
Yeah, I'm just glad I don't have to spell it out every time.
Yeah, that's true. Our names get a bit lengthy.
Yeah, definitely. So who actually does the website for you guys? And what
that's
is the website?
That's actually all done by Alan still. Yeah, I'm
that's
the Alan Fight.
Okay. Alrighty, and it's just the Josie Show, or do y'all have another one for Country Blast?
We've got JosieShow.com for the Josie Show Special Edition, and it's got a bunch of other stuff on there.
Right.
It's really a great-looking website. And then we have CountryBlastRadio.com for the radio station. Now, both of those will stream the radio station 24/7,
mm-hmm.
And then we just cut out for a little while to do the live Josie Show, and then it's back to the music.
Right.
And then Josie actually has a music page as well, although you can find her music pretty much on all the pages, but that would be
right.
JosiePassantino.com.
Very good.
Yeah.
Alrighty. So it's been great. It has been a fun time.
Well, I'm glad that you had a chance. I got a chance to chat with you a little bit. I don't always get the opportunity to say hey to you, so I'm glad I got the chance. And
yeah, I'll turn
over here to Josie.
You know, this is actually the longest we've talked, because I know we've talked on the phone, but it was hurry, hurry, whip, bam.
It always is, right? That's
our
life.
Definitely. Alrighty. Thank you, Tina.
I'll give this back to Joe.
Okay.
I am back.
Yeah. Little Passantino is back.
The little one. Yes.
Yeah. It has been good. I don't, Josie, what do you want to come up with? My brain is working here, and I'm trying to think of something, so go ahead. What do you want to do? Take it over. It's your show, babe.
Well, I actually want to tell you a little bit about my next song that I am going to be working on pretty
sure.
soon.
Sure.
That I'm very excited about. It's called Practice Boyfriend. And
oh, you talked about that before.
Yeah. It's a really great song. I'm very excited to go to Nashville to record it. But it's basically about, not bringing your, if you were in a bad relationship, not bringing your bad relationship into your current one. That was just kind of, in my own fun way, that was practice. Now you're moving on to kind of a better relationship, So It's a very relatable song for a lot of people, and that's what I think country music is supposed to be about. It's supposed to be about things that
real life stuff.
So I was very excited to write this song with my wonderful Malia. We worked actually together a little bit on all of the songs that are going to be on my upcoming album.
I know sometimes on your radio show you get a little tongue tied just like I do, so I don't feel bad.
Yeah, it definitely happens, because I think when you're in the moment, you want to do a great job, but also you want to give a great interview, and then also you're just so excited to be talking with the person that you're talking to that sometimes you're just like, you get a little mixed up sometimes, but I try my best.
Yeah, that's kind of like the first time I interviewed Reba McEntire. I mean, I've known Reba for 33 years now, but I did my first interview with her about 4 years ago, and I was just Reba.
That's most of America right there.
Yeah, it's like, why? We've been friends for so long, but it's just unreal. Now, you have done an interview with a McEntire also, matter of fact.
I have.
Yeah.
And
I seen Susie up in Canada last year. We did a boating fishing show, and Susie came up there and did a couple of songs. I haven't had the time to interview her yet, but I know I'm going to have to. I mean, Susie and I do quite a bit of stuff, and she's also into the kid movement. She'll do anything for kids. And I know she's coming up with another gospel song coming up, but what was it like for you to interview Susie McEntire?
Well, I knew her sister, Reba McEntire, but I mostly was very excited to talk, and find out about her. People really know her because, she's Reba's sister, but she's so much more than that. And so I really wanted to get down and talk about her music, talk about her. So I was very excited to have her on the show so I could play her music and talk about her and about, what kind of stuff that she loves.
Right.
So it's a very fun interview. It's still archived on the website.
Yep, I know. Matter of fact, I think I've got that one. I've got it stuck in my files, and I got to bring it out. And we'll air that one one of these times.
I was so young. I think I was like 14 in that interview, so it was.
The early Josie years.
Yes, it was. It really was. So I was kind of new getting started with it, and so I was a little nervous. I'm not even going to lie. I was very nervous, but, it's so funny when you talk to all these artists and stuff, you figure out that they're just like you and me.
Yeah, they're just normal people that sing and, get paid more.
Exactly. They've had a lot of great luck with their music and, really are out there. So, funny, the first interview that I did was with Katie Cook, and I was, freaking out a little bit. I'm going to be honest. And so I went on there. You could tell I was nervous, but she really eased my mind and stuff. But then, when you talk to more artists and you are getting used to it and, able to really work at it, you're kind of like, they're just like us. They put on their pants one leg at a time.
Yeah. Or if you wear a dress, then,
Yeah, exactly. Then it's just,
You don't find me in one, that's for sure.
That's funny. Yeah.
I'm truly a jean guy, you know. I got put them pants on. That's it.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
I don't know which one of us are getting zapped here, but, oh, that's me. We got Gail Carson. Hello, Gail. She says she's listening. Say hello, Josie.
Hey, Gail. Hi. Thank you for listening. Oh, that's awesome. Hey, hey, hey.
I don't even know. Where is she? Oh, look at your hi, Tom. Hi, Josie. Woohoo.
Hey.
Hey, hey, hey. Well, yeah, I don't have to tell you what Josie's saying. You can hear
it. Yeah. That is hilarious. Well, hello. Hello.
I wonder if Gail is down there. She's at a folk festival, I believe, down there in Florida.
Awesome.
And I don't know if she was going to try to get on Skype and join us, but I guess maybe she can't. So I don't know. It's hard to say. But
That's fine. As long as she is there.
I'm looking in our chat room, and there's quite a few people in there, but
hi.
I'm not seeing anything.
Hello, chat room people.
Yeah. Hello. Hello.
Your family. How you doing?
Gail says she's at home and she wants to know if she could call in. Like, sure she can.
Do it.
You know, we don't have any timelines or anything special for, you know. Call in. Come on. You can talk to Josie. I don't mind.
Yeah, call in. Chat room questions are welcome. Call in.
Definitely. That's Sandy Rose Allen. Hi, Sandy Rose. How are you, darling? You are here with the old man and Josie Pasentino.
Hey.
Tina was here too, and I don't know if she's off there in the background or whatever. Or she's doing her mom deucer stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's doing her thing.
Yeah. Kind of getting things ready for next week or whichever.
It's going to be a great, great show next Friday. She's there.
Definitely.
Hello, Josie. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Gail. How are you?
Woohoo! I had to go to a different computer. And how is everybody?
We are having a ball here.
Woohoo! Sounds like you're having a lot of fun here online.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So, Gail, now you're going to get hit from both of us. Josie's going to ask you some questions, and I'll ask you questions. How's this show going, or is it raining? Did you get rained out?
It was really rainy on Friday, and you know, they say 10% chance of rain, but they didn't tell you the fine print is at 10% all the time. I just wish it would have got over with. You know what I mean? It's just. I was kind of hiding with my camera so it wouldn't get all wet. And and then Sunday, you know, it was misting. It was, but it did get a lot better in the afternoon. So I'm going to be posting some pictures from the festival in a little while.
All right. So, Gail, you're going to have to, I'm either going to send Josie your song, your new song, or you want to send it to her. Josie, go ahead. Ask her anything you want. Come on, guys.
First of all, I have to have you on the show. That would be amazing. We have to book you, and we can have, like, a full-on interview with your music and stuff. We have to do that.
Yes, I would love to do that.
Yeah, time for Mama Deucer to get her book out again so we know when to schedule her.
Yes, let's do it. Okay, so I have a good question here for you.
Of course.
Yeah, it's actually a question that I ask a lot of my guests on my show. It's a very fun question. Have you ever had an embarrassing onstage moment that you can recall? My favorite.
Oh, my God. You and Audrey. Let me tell you.
That one,
Barney Fart came out of you there, girl.
I do that one all the time.
You know, I'm telling you, every time I get on stage, something embarrassing happens. I'm just that way.
It happens.
Oh, my God.
Come on. That's hers, not Audrey's. So you got to answer a joke question.
Well, I don't know. Let's see. Oh, my gosh. So many things. Well, one time I was on stage and the girls I was singing with, you know, it was time for their kazoo part, and they pulled up their kazoos, and they had tuners and capos on them.
Oh, my God. That must have made it a little
bit embarrassing. it's a lot of fun things happen.
Yeah.
Right. When you're live, anything can happen. You just gotta keep prayer. It really does.
Well, that's like when you're here with me. You never know what's gonna happen.
Yeah.
We can start off seriously and just go wacko.
Yeah. It goes off real fast.
It does. It takes a quick turn.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And then, you know, I remember when you interviewed Michael Deese. You know, you asked him a question, and he just went, bam. You know, a couple of answers, two or three words, and he was done. Yeah. That's why I tried to fill in and help him out there.
what was the question you asked Mike Deese?
Probably the same thing. What was the embarrassing... I forgot what it was.
That's a killer question.
Yeah.
You never know what anybody's going to say. I mean, we've heard wardrobe malfunctions. We've heard all sorts of things. So you never know what kind of thing you can, like, laugh at.
Yeah. I don't know. I'd have to go back there and re-listen to his interview. But I think she asked him the same question. You know, what was your most embarrassing, you know, thing, Aaron? And I fell off stage.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, there's sometimes guests don't really want to, like, go all into it, you know what I mean? Because if it was truly embarrassing. But what I say is, you know, it happens to everybody. Like, if you go on YouTube, you could see all of these, like, stars, like, I mean, Beyonce, I mean, everybody tripping and falling on stage.
Right.
There's really nothing
right.
to be embarrassed about, you know?
Yeah. Well, I think one really, you know, sometimes the microphones don't aren't tightened, and so like you're singing and it's like dropping as you're singing,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's so bad, you know, and so you're like bending over, but
you're
on your knees.
Yeah.
It's so bad.
Oh, that is so funny. Oh, my goodness. There were so many different ones that, you know, we've heard. I mean, there were crazy ones, too. I don't even, like, no. Oh, there was someone that was performing at a bar, and, like, there was a huge bar fight happening, and they...
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, they apparently got in the middle of it while they were on stage. I don't even know what happened, but I was like, wow, you have got to be kidding. Sometimes it's in the audience, too.
Right.
You never know. A lot of crazy ones.
Yeah.
Love it. Love it. But, yeah, we definitely have to get you on the show so I could ask you some more interesting questions that'll make you embarrassed.
Yeah, definitely.
Show, no.
I'll make a list.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And, we're going to have to get her, you know, like I said, get her some of your music. I mean, not, you know, Gail Carson has 11 CDs now. And how many extra new songs? Another.
I have almost. I have enough for two more CDs. It's going to be just around the corner. I'm going to be releasing two more CDs of music, and that's 15 songs on each one. So, another 30 songs coming, and these two are going to be really great. And all the songs, all my songs are available on ReverbNation.com.
Right.
So, you can go there, or GailCarson.com is another good place to find all my songs. You can order the CDs online, and you can go to Reverb Nation and listen to my songs. And I put out a new one about once every 2 weeks or so. Sometimes I really get going and do more than once.
Yeah, I think right now we're looking at what 147, I believe.
Something like that. I think it's over 200 now.
Yeah, so I don't know. I lost track, and you know, every time I pull them up into Sam's, it's just like, huh? How many
you
songs? How many your doubles?
Yeah,
you got to go through everything and see if there's a double or anything.
I'd love for you to play. I have a couple of new songs that I'd love for you to share. One is called The Gift of Our Life.
Yeah,
and,
that one's sweet.
And,
you got to send you this one, Josie.
Oh, and also another song, a new one called Every Flower is Beautiful.
Sandy Rose Allen says there's 230 Gail Carson songs.
Woo-hoo!
And Sandy Rose should know.
Just like the Doritos commercial, you listen all you want because I'll make more.
Yes, you got it. You got it. But the best one was Mike Loves Donuts. I love that.
That was so much fun. You know, we were messing around with Mike Deese online, and he's so much fun to kid around with, and, you know, him with his donuts, and I just, it set my mind off on a tangent, and I just thought it would just be so funny to, he needs a donut song, you know, and
we need more songs in the world.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So I started just kidding around and writing some lyrics to the music of his very popular song, I Love Bluegrass. And the words just kept pouring out. And so I just, you know, I actually wrote it because I wanted him to sing it. I wanted that to be his signature song, you know, because it'd be perfect for him to sing it right after he sang his. So I got offline and I wrote the rest of it out according to the, you know, to fit his music as a parody.
Right. Right.
And I recorded it and sent it to him, and he loved it, and his dad loved it, and they've been playing it ever since. I wanted him to record it, but he said, we like your version, so okay. So the rest is his.
It's crazy. Let's do Gail Carson's Mike Loves Donuts and Every Flower is Beautiful. All right.
Woohoo!
All righty, guys.
His dad loved jelly ones, his mom loved Boston cream. They ate them on the front porch on that old wooden swing. Those kids would eat them donuts for hours on end. His dad got out another box and the five of them dove in. They had no electric washer, they had no electric dry. His mother used the old wash tub to wash all the jelly out. Their dogs would get barking at the end of the day. His dad got out the donut box and threw them a donut plate. Mike loves donuts wherever he goes. He eats them on the road whenever he's home. Mike loves donuts wherever he goes. Daylight donuts is his home sweet home. Their truck was going nowhere, the tires were blown. So he took that John Deere tractor through the drive-thru that home. The cows, chickens, goats, and you didn't want to eat no hay. So that got out that donut box and threw them a donut play. Mike loves donuts wherever he goes. He eats them on the road whenever he's gone. Mike loves donuts wherever he goes. Daylight donuts is his home sweet home.
A dandelion seed floats in the air and lands on the earth below. A sunflower seed is planted by a squirrel digging in the dirt next door. The sun goes down, clouds get rain, and the earth goes round. And the dandelion seed and the sunflower seed grow. Sunflower is big, sunflower is tall.
Every flower is beautiful.
Dandelion is short, dandelion is small.
Every flower is beautiful.
Red, yellow, orange, blue, pink, and purple.
Flower is beautiful.
Oh, every flower is beautiful. Every flower. like a dandelion seed growing in the earth so small. You might be like a sunflower seed growing up 10 feet tall. Everybody looks so differently, yet everyone's special and so unique. So be the best flower that you can be. Every flower is beautiful to me. Some flower is big, some flower is tall.
Every flower is beautiful.
Dandelion is short, dandelion is small.
Every flower is beautiful.
Red, yellow, orange, blue, pink, and purple.
Every flower is beautiful.
Oh, every flower is beautiful. Every flower is beautiful. Every flower is beautiful in my eyes, my eyes. No matter what color, no matter what the size, the size. Every flower has a role in the circle of life. Of life. Sunflower seeds can feed a little squirrel, and dandelion seeds can pass. Some flower is big, some flower is tall.
Every flower is beautiful.
Dandelion is short, dandelion is small.
Every flower is beautiful.
Red, yellow, orange, blue, pink, and purple.
Every flower is beautiful.
Oh, every flower is beautiful. Every flower is beautiful. The dandelion seed floats in the air and lands on the earth below. Sunflower seed is planted by a squirrel digging in the dirt next door.
Hey folks, Trish and DJ TJ, DJ Audrey's in the background. We've got special guest Josie Pasentino and Gail Carson. Hello ladies!
Hey!
All right, you two want to talk about something very special. Josie, why don't you bring it up?
Yes. All right. Well, okay, so I'm very, very excited about this new project that I'm going to be in. It's called Aerial Rising, and it's a book, Aerial Rising. And the author is Estenice Nguyen, who is, you know, she's been on my show like a few times, actually. And she is just amazing, an amazing, amazing woman. And I have so much fun chatting with her. And she put together an amazing, amazing project that I'm very proud to be a part of. And it'll be a book that many women have written in, me included. And it talks about, you know, what we do, what we stand for, and basically what, you know, we do to help others in our own special way. And I'll let you guys know as soon as, you know, I have a release date. But it's truly an amazing book, which is going to be filled with amazing women who have done such incredible, incredible things in their careers and in their lives to help others. And so I'm very excited. I think I have like a page or a couple pages. I don't know exactly. But yeah, it'll have my picture in it and it'll have my whole story in it. So I am just so excited about that. I can't wait. So cool.
Wonderful. So hey, tell me a little bit about what they wrote about you. Tell me about how you have blossomed and how you have helped other people and what you're doing in your life to make a difference.
Yeah, well, you know, they first off, you know, they of course, you know, do like a bio and everything that I do, but also they mention things that I've done, you know, through my show, which, you know, I've done a lot of charities, you know, to help premature babies, and I've helped, you know, cancer victims, you know, spreading the word, and just so many different things. Music in school, which is, you know, another huge thing for me. Bullying, and everything like that. And basically, I'd love to talk to teens about, you know, these you know, huge things like bullying and all that.
Right.
And so it's all in that book. It's all in that book, things that I do and have done through my show, because my show has really given me an outlet to really reach all the people and kind of, you know, everything that I believe in and everything that I feel others should really kind of look at that, you know, haven't really been in the spotlight. So, yeah, it's everything like that. I'm very excited about it because I want people to know all of the amazing things that, you know, all these women have done, because there's women in there that have, you know, helped give to, you know, charities or helped, you know, an organization or have done these huge, huge things. And I'm so cool. It's so cool to be, you know, a part of this. So I'm very excited. I have to tell you guys when it comes out. You guys are going to love it. I cannot
wait. It sounds like a wonderful, wonderful project. And you know what's so cool about this project is that it's going to inspire so many other people to do good things. And so it's kind of like it's going to inspire a whole another generation of women to go out and help other people. I love that. Love it.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. And that's what I'm hoping that people take from this book is, you know, everything that we have done and all that. I hope that it inspires other teenagers and adults to go out there and help out with their favorite charity or, you know, volunteer, you know, go to food banks, do everything, you know, help out, you know, around the neighborhood. I mean, it could be the most smallest gesture, but it has the biggest impact. So
yeah,
I really want
exactly.
to really promote that, you know?
That's wonderful. That's really cool. I'd like to know when that comes out. That would be a really inspiring book to read.
Yes. I hope you guys enjoy it. It's going to be so good. And that's Denise Newman. She has, you know, a few books out, and they're so great. And this one is just, it's going to be the icing on the cake. It's going to be so good. I cannot wait.
You know, Jesse, it's amazing that everything that you've done in your short life, you know, it's just, wow.
It's funny because there is a pattern. You know, everything that I do, I don't do it, you know, really for me necessarily. I do it to help others and inspire others and
kind of,
you know, and I feel that's what, you know, being in the spotlight and, you know, being on the radio and, you know, doing performances and stuff, I think that's what it's about, not yourself and, you know, all this. I think it should be about something bigger, you know, really kind of helping others. And, you know, with my single, I donated, you know, a portion of the sales to music in schools, because a lot of schools are cutting out the music programs, which I find music very important for schools and kids.
I have a song called Amazing Things, which talks about that, about everybody is born to do amazing things, and it's kind of up to us to figure out what that is. And stand on the edge of that eagle's nest, and there comes a day when you have to just jump and, flap your wings and try, you know, and try. And you're doing that, and it's a great inspiration to other people.
Absolutely. And that sounds like a song I would really, really love to play on my show, because I'm all about that, and I'm all about positivity and all about, you know, amazing things that people can do. And so I want that song.
Let's play it. Hey, Tom, you
want to
play it?
That's a great segue. I think that song really expresses everything that we just talked about. I like that.
Yeah. I also have a song called Do Something No Matter How Small, because it talks about that, about how overwhelming the world is. And and everyone wants to just give up because it's so hard on your brain to fathom all the problems in the world and tackle them. So, the point of this song is do something no matter how small, because if everyone does just a little bit of something, it all adds up to something really big and significant.
Right.
So it's a song of encouragement.
All right, ladies. Hang on a second. Here we go. Gail Carson's Amazing Things.
An eagle spreads his wings and learns to fly. A caterpillar turns herself into a butterfly. These amazing creatures learn to survive by using what they're given to make a better life. So fly like an eagle on the wing, be beautiful like a butterfly in the spring. Create, write, dance, and sing. For you were born to do amazing things. The eagle doesn't know what he can do, that he can spread his wings and fly till he tries to. The caterpillar weaves her cocoon, then turns into a butterfly, and you can too. So fly like an eagle on the wing, be beautiful like a butterfly in the spring. Create, write, dance, and sing. For you were born to do amazing things. Just like the eagle and the butterfly, you can do amazing things if you try. So try, fly like an eagle on the wing, be beautiful like a butterfly in the spring. Dance and sing. For you were born to do amazing things. For you were born to do amazing things.
Hello, I'm Josie Pasentino, owner and host of the award-nominated internet radio show, The Josie Show, at www.josieshow.com. Bullying can happen to anyone. It's not just about after school on the playground anymore. Bullying can now take place 24/7 because of the internet and media services on your phone. Most of us have experienced bullying at one point or another in our lives, even me. I know firsthand how bullying can make a person feel and how long it takes to build your self-esteem back up. But you can. Remember, the person doing the bullying is the one with the real problem, not you. Bullying can even happen at very young ages, so if someone tells you they need help, please listen and take it seriously. Bullying is a serious issue that we have learned can lead to isolation, depression, low self-esteem, and even death. Everyone needs to get involved now to put an end to the senseless act of bullying. If you see bullying happening, or it's happening to you, do not wait. Speak to a trusted adult immediately for help. Thank you.
Hey, Fish and DJ TJ, and here's our very own Josie Pasentino and Teenage Girl.
Number one, we might as well keep playing it, you know.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
Yeah. Hey, it's Fishing DJ TJ. DJ Arby is up there someplace. I don't know where she went. But I am here with Josie Pasentino and Gail Carson. Hello. Josie, give me the information on your radio show, websites, and blah, blah, blah. You know the routine there, baby.
Yes, awesome. All right. So you can check us out at josieshow.com, also josiepasentino.com, and countryblastradio.com, countryblastradio.com. But also, we're active on social networking sites as well. So you can find us at Facebook. And if you type in, you know, Josie Pasentino in that search bar on Facebook or Josie Show,
right.
We pretty much pop up, you know, right away.
Yeah, you
and
got
four also,
or five pop-ups.
Yeah. Oh, good, good. Okay, so yeah, so I do pop up, I promise.
Oh, yeah.
Good. And then also twitter.com/Josie Show and twitter.com/Josie Pasentino. We're just all over the place. Google is great because you could just type in my name and I pop up. So.
You know, I was surprised when I typed in Fishing Country Now on Google. Holy cow.
I know. All of your interviews pop up.
It's amazing. Gail, seeing that you're here and here, let's continue with your interview that you wanted to do with Josie. And your, give everybody your website, too, seeing that you're here.
Well, I'm Gail Carson, singer-songwriter from Palm Coast, and you can find my music at www.gailcarson.com, and you can also find me on ReverbNation.com /Gail Carson, and you can see some of my festival photography at GailCarsonPhotography.com as well.
Yeah, and Gail also has a show coming up here. I don't know whenever it gets done. We've had one show. Gail Carson, what was it? Gail Carson Spotlights Florida Artists?
Yep, I spotlighted Florida Artists. I found 52 of my most talented friends, singer-songwriters in Florida, and I put their music on a little interview in front of each one of their songs to find out a little bit about more about them.
Right.
And due to the success of that, everybody wanted more, so I am working on show number two, which will be completed in about 3 or 4 days.
Okay.
And it's going to be, the first show was 4.5 hours long, and the second show is probably going to be about 4 hours long as well. So
yeah, we pulled in, what was it, 8,000 or a little over 8,000 people?
Yeah, we had a lot of listeners,
yeah.
And it aired several times. I was really happy, and it was just great to get that kind of exposure for these wonderful, talented Florida singer-songwriters. And stay tuned, because we have a whole bunch more coming up in 3 or 4 days.
Yeah, and Josie, we also re-air your show every Tuesday now at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 Central. Josie records her show on Friday night, and then ships it over to me, and I re-air it on Tuesday nights.
Yes, you won't be able to miss one. You won't miss an episode.
No, if you miss one, Josie, tell them where they can go and re-hear it.
All right. Well, our live show is just josieshow.com. If you go there, you can see check it out live. And then, on Tuesdays, Tom Friend Show. Check it out.
Now, you guys go to the, is this the archives?
Yes, josieshow.com. Yeah,
yeah,
the archive.
Yeah, you'll see the tabs on josieshow.com. There's all kinds of tabs there and everything else. And there's even a tab for the VIP club. Is that what it is, VIP club?
Yeah, absolutely. I find it's a club. It's definitely a club.
Okay. I didn't want to get the name right.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, VIPs, VIP club. I mean, they both, work, and it's really cool. So check it out if you guys can, and see what everything else we have to offer. We have so many tabs and so many different things going on. Yeah,
right.
We have merchandise and everything. Everything.
Well, we've got that too.
Yay! I know. I see your website. You have everything organized and well too. Audrey.
Yeah, well, that's all, Audrey's part, Audrey gets together and she just puts this here, puts this there, and I'll go in and I'll fix it, honey. I'm like, no, you won't.
That's
what do you need done?
That's great, though, that she's very techie, and you guys have your things, all set.
It makes it a lot easier,
Yeah.
But, yeah, we got some updating to do because you have a new banner that we got to get on there, and there's some things in there that we need to take off. But I like your new banner.
Me too. Alan did a great job with that one. It's so pretty. so pretty. I love it. So pretty. I love the color.
That's a female thing. It's so pretty.
I know. It has all of our advertisement, all that stuff, but all I'm looking at is so pretty. Such pretty colors. Yup.
As long as you got the websites on there, you're good.
Right. As long as we have that information, we're good. Oh, but thank you so much for putting that on there, though.
It's no problem. No problem. You're part of the team here on Fishing Country Now, Cowgirl Divas, just like Gail Carson is.
Well, I'm proud of being good company.
Tom
and Audrey are great, great, great hosts, and I love being part of Fishing Country Now and Cowgirl Divas Radio. They've been very good to me.
Yeah, well, actually, this is supposed to be the Debbie Kelly talk show, because I never talk this much. I barely listen to the music, I don't talk. Debbie talks, not me. hopefully Debbie will be back here next week, I hope. Hope. But prayers are going out to Debbie's daughter and Debbie, matter of fact. And, everything will be good there. But, Gail, you wanted to ask Josie something else? Or, Josie, you wanted to ask? Ask away. Go for it.
So, Josie, tell me about your song, your number one song. Tell me a little bit about that song.
Well, it is a great, great song. something that really means a lot for me, because it's really close to my heart. Basically, it's about it. It tells you kind of how I started. You know, big skills, you know, fashion by skills, mama's girl, mom and dad's girl, and then kind of growing up and, you know, taking the reins on my own life and doing my own thing, and then starting music. And it basically tells you, you know, you could be, you know, whatever age, it doesn't matter. You could do whatever your mind, you know, tells you to do. You could do whatever you want to. Age is not a matter in the world.
Wow.
So that's basically it. It really means a lot to me. And I wrote this with Malia McKinney, who is a great mentor to me. And it really was for an organization that I was working with for conscious music entertainment. It was for positive lyrics for the youth.
Right.
And so it's a very, very positive song and a great message. So if you guys haven't checked it out, you can check it out on iTunes and also josiepasentino.com. Teenage girl.
Wonderful. Yeah, wonderful. Well, I look forward to hearing that.
Thank you. I hope you love it. I'm looking forward to your music. I cannot wait, because you have a lot of songs out there. And we can find your stuff on iTunes, or where can we go?
You can find it at GailCarson.com and also at ReverbNation.com/GailCarson.
Yeah.
But you can order, I have 11 CDs out, and you can find that all on GailCarson.com. And I'll be getting some music to you for your show, and I'd love to schedule some time where we can have a nice chat online. It'll be great.
You got it. I'm definitely looking forward to it. Thank you. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, you'll definitely get some listeners, I'll tell you.
It's going to be a really fun one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What do you got cooking right now, Josie? What's on your plate now? What are you looking forward to in the next 6 months?
Definitely trying to get back into the recording studio for my next song, Practice Boyfriend. But also, I started up this concert series where basically I go to a concert and I do backstage interviews and then put it on the Josie Show special edition. And it's really, really cool. The recent one that I did was with Mickey Gilley, and so we went to Arlington Music Hall. And it's really cool. I get to hear the great, great songs, but then also get to talk to the artists backstage and then put it on the show. So that's really what I've been really working for, you know. And then also I have to, you know, I do Josie Show live episodes every Friday,
right.
And then also Country Blast Radio, and then trying to do my songs, and then also school. So, like, a lot is happening. I'm all over the place.
Yeah, where does that fit into the schedule, you know, the school part?
I know. I actually do it remotely. So I do it, online. Yeah, I do it online.
Cool.
And school is very, very, very important to me.
Right.
You know, I always say, you know, if I start, you know, if my grades start dropping or something, I really got to put more focus to it. But so far, I'm straight A's. I'm doing my thing. I'm really working hard at it. And
sure.
So, yeah, I just do it online. I have a teacher that, talks to me, you know, whether it's through phone, if I have questions, or online. So it's all through that. And if I have to, like, pour somewhere or go somewhere, I just take my computer with me and, you know, do my work there.
Sweet.
That is wonderful. Wow.
Yeah, and Mommy Deucer doesn't help out at all, does she?
She works really with all of the shows and stuff, but also she really kind of, she's my mother too, if people don't know, she really brings me to these events, and then also she tells me, you know, what I have to do. Like, you know, if I have an interview or something, she'll be like, okay, remember, interview at 2, you know, so she really keeps me straight with having to do everything, so... Yeah, it's really cool, though, how technology is. I mean, I was in public school from, like, kindergarten to 7th grade. And
wow.
So I recently found out that you could actually do it online and still, it's, you know, accredited school. You know, it's still, you know, good. So
great.
I did that. It worked.
Yeah, well, Audrey did a couple of college courses online, and, yeah, they're fine. Nothing all wrong with them. They're recognized and everything else, so.
They're really good, as long as you really keep up with it. I mean, I know it's hard sometimes when you're on the computer, you're like, you know, you want to go on Facebook or Twitter, but you really have to set You know, you really have to set those times where you're like, okay, this is schoolwork time. You got to block out all internet, you know, everything, and just focus on that. So.
Right, and you really can't just, well, I don't feel like getting up right now and going, you know, doing the online this and then. You know, you got to stick with it, you know?
You really do. You really do because, you know, it's awesome doing what you love, but you also have to have, you know, that kind of, I'm in there for a business degree, so I want to know more about being the business and, you know, all that stuff. So I want to learn more. So,
you know, a lot of folks are, you know, being on the radio, that's really easy to, you know, all you got to do is talk and blah, blah, blah. No.
No. A lot of work behind the scenes, Tom. You know, it's really hard. It's difficult because there's so many different things that, you know, you have to do research for the guests and, you know, get the music. And,
exactly.
Yeah.
You know, doing this stuff is a lot harder than fishing, you know.
It's true.
You know, when you're out there at a tournament, it's so easy. You climb in your boat and you take off, and you don't have to worry about talking to anybody for 10 hours, you know?
Exactly. This one, you have to be, you know, with radio, you have to be on it. You have to know.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yep. The hardest thing is looking at the fish finder, like, are they there?
That's the hardest part.
Yeah, that's about all the school work you have to do on a, you know, on a bass boat.
Right.
Now, well, Josie, you're in kind of like the Midwest part of the U.S. You're just outside of Chicago.
Right. Yes. And it's not really known for country music. I get that a lot.
Yeah.
So, like, you know.
Exactly.
What? Yeah, they're always like, you know, why country music? But, you know, my mom's from Wisconsin, and there was a lot of country music there. So
and
she
cheese.
Yeah. And cheese, that's true. Country music and cheese. And growing up, she would always play country music all the time around the house.
Cool.
And so, you know, even when I was in the car, I really started, like, you know, enjoying the message and enjoying the sounds, you know, good old fiddle. So I think I picked it up there.
That's the other thing about talking to these other artists and everything. You always get, you know, heads up on this artist or that artist. And like, really? You know, so, I mean, I think that's how we got, you know, when I first started really gathering music for anything, where it really is, I had 5 country artists, and I just kept building off of them. Their recommendations, and you know, I listened to what they were listening to, and it really helped out, you know, just a, and now look at us, man. I think we've got like 350 indie independent artists.
Wow.
That's everything else that I carry.
Country music is such a tight-knit family. It's such a tight-knit community where, you know, one country artist knows another one, and another one knows another one, and it's just a huge, huge family.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's two guests, and they're like, hey, you should check out so-and-so, and then I'm like, alrighty. It's really neat. It's really neat.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Country music is huge, huge, huge family. And what do we have in Illinois here? Blues? I don't even know what we're known for. I just stuck with country, but
yeah,
I don't even know what
that is. Pretty much it, yeah.
Blues,
Yeah. And you know, the Chicago Bears.
Yeah, don't mention that to my dad. He's a big sports fan, so.
Right.
Yeah.
It's amazing, though, but, you know, that's one team that I could never really get into, though.
Right.
Here I'm from Michigan, and I can't stand, you know, Detroit Lions or the Tigers or the basketball team.
I'm not
Give me Detroit Red Wings, now we're talking, you know? That's about the only team that does anything for Michigan. And yes, Gail and I were former neighbors up there in Michigan, and I'm glad I left. Dale, what about you?
Well, Florida has offered a whole new world, the weather
right.
and opportunities, the musical community. I've been here about 16 years now, and it's been wonderful. I love Florida, but I love Michigan. My whole family is still up there, and I love to go back and check it out.
Yeah, the parts of Michigan are fine, and I'm sure it's the same way in, you know, in they're in Illinois. You know, mm-hmm. you have your good parts, and you got your parts there that you don't even want to see or even talk about.
That's true.
Right?
That's true. I think every place has their bad and good points, like you said. I mean, it depends on where you go, and you just gotta, you know, always, you know, just be wary of where you go and just, you know,
yeah.
be caught.
Right.
Yeah, I stay away from all that. I stay away from all the negativity. So I'm just, you know, there just having fun, just being good.
Right.
Well, I like you a lot, Josie. I think I feel the same way. I like to be positive, and I try to help uplift other people, and I'm the same way. I just really I try to stay away from all kinds of negativity, and I like to write songs that encourage people and help people in all these different challenges that we face in our daily life.
Right.
Well, we're going to get along well. We're going to get along so well.
Oh, yeah.
That's the same thing that I believe in, too.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I think it's really important. I think there's room in this world for positive messages. We need to get these positive messages out into the world.
Yeah, and well, you know, Dale, we have our, you know, our kind of like our age group, and Josie has her age group, and, you know, it all works out together, you know. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah,
really
yeah, you get the word out to everybody that way.
That's right.
It's true. If you just reach one person, then, you know, they can tell their friends, they can tell their grandmas, cousins, uncles, sisters,
right.
brothers, and just go on from there. You can really
yeah.
start to...
Right.
Well, good music is timeless, you know, and ageless.
Right.
Good music is time, you know, it's universal. That's right.
Right.
Yeah, it really is. Because, you know, I hear all the time from guests that are like, you know, if they're like, you know, from the U.S. and then they go to like France or something, they say it's so funny because maybe they don't speak the language, but they still get music. You know, they still understand what is happening. It's so universal.
Right.
So neat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and even when I was doing the fishing shows and all that stuff, it was mainly based towards the kids, but you'd still have all these adults, you know, coming in here and listening and taking in, you know, more information, and it's just pretty cool, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, you get all these adults, they're acting like, oh, yeah, I knew that, you know, like, blah, blah, blah. You know, just trying to, you know, impress their kids, you know.
Yeah, you can always learn something new. It doesn't matter how old you can always learn something new.
That's right.
Yeah. Got to keep your mind open, and you could go far.
Exactly. That is really it. But, hey, everybody, we are here, Fishing Country Now, Cowgirl Divas Radio, talking to Gail Carson and Josie Pasantino, the host of the Josie Show and Country Blast Radio.
Yes, that show at Country Blast Radio.
All right. Now, you don't do you do your show there on Country Blast also, or
are we you yeah, it's actually when Josie Show is live, they actually we have a player on JosieShow.com that also leads to Country Blast Radio. So Josie Show when it's live is on Country Blast Radio, and so,
okay, so
they're both in sync. So
right. Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't matter where you go, you can still hear it.
Yeah, it's just like what we've done with Cowgirl Divas and Fishing Country Now, and we got a new station coming up in July. I believe it's July. So,
mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, she's shaking her head, yeah. So,
correct.
That's going to be strictly all indie music. No, maybe a few songs from Reba McEntire when I'm on. But that's still in the works, and it's coming up, and we're going to put it. But it's mainly all going to be all 24-hour independent music artists. And it should be fun. And that's going to even include Josie Pasantino.
Woohoo! Friday! be a part of it. I can't wait to check it out when it comes out. You got to let me know.
Oh, yeah. We'll let them know. We'll have everything posted, and we'll have a good time going there. So
perfect.
Just like everything else, you got your book and your new song coming up, and what else have you got going before you?
Let's see. Okay, so, yeah, both of the shows, also the book that I'm going to be featured in that I'm really, you know,
really?
Getting out there, and then also, let's see, school. I should definitely add that one because that's another big part.
Cool.
But also I've been doing concert series and, you know, going there, and then also I'm going to be doing my next single, and then an album is to be coming out. So a lot of great things, and I'm very updated with Facebook and Twitter. So if you really go on Facebook or my website, I post everything when it comes out or, you know, any details. So, just look at that and we have it all.
Yeah.
Hey, Josie, can you tell me about your new song? What's it about?
Practice Boyfriend. Okay, so I love this one. So Practice Boyfriend, basically what it's about is, you know, not bringing your negative relationship into your current relationship. If you had a bad breakup, don't bring that into your current one.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, so basically it's saying in my own fun way, you know, that was just practice. That was, sounds weird, but yeah, that one was just, you know, getting ready for the real thing, and now you're in a better relationship, and, you know, just don't look at the past. Don't look backwards, look forwards. So, yeah, it's basically about that, and it's a very fun song with positive lyrics, no cussing, no craziness happening. It's, you know, strictly positive, and it's things that teenagers and also adults can really relate to. They all can, you know, everybody can really relate to it. So, yeah.
Yay.
Yeah.
Wow. So you're going in the studio to finish that up soon?
Yes, in Nashville. I'm actually going to be going to Nashville pretty soon here, and I'm going to be recording Practice Boyfriend, and, you know, while we're there, we may be doing some other songs that I've been working on, and we're going to put out an album coming up, and so, yeah, it's going to be really great, and this album was really personal for me because, going through, you know, a bad breakup and going through things that normal teenagers have to go through. I've been through it all. So basically it's telling my take, but also, how I'm doing things differently and how I'm going to blossom.
It sounds like great advice. I'm looking forward to hearing it.
Yeah, thank you. It's going to be a really fun, upbeat song, and all the other songs on my album are going to be really upbeat and a lot of fun. I'm excited to go into the recording studio again.
Yeah. Should be good. When's the video coming out?
When's the video coming out?
Yeah.
That's going to be an interesting video. That's going to be such a good one. But we definitely want to, and, you know, hopefully I can, you know, hopefully I could choose which guy is in the video.
Yeah.
I can do the booking for all that. And so, yeah, it's going to be a great one.
Right.
I'm definitely looking forward to, you know, video. Hopefully that's going to be, you know, hopefully we do that. And so, yeah, stay tuned. You never know.
You never know. Maybe I'll put in there for the leading.
you can be the bad guy. We can take him up with a pink duct tape.
Right.
Current.
Yeah, come into my pink office with the pink duct tape and everything else, you know.
That is hilarious. Okay, that video will definitely be on all of the music video shows. That would be
yeah, you're right.
That's
old folk radio, you know.
That'll be it. I'm telling you, that would be so popular. I love it.
No, that would be cool. I mean, I was really surprised there wasn't a video for a teenage girl, but
I know.
It happens. It takes money to do that, too, unless you got a good photographer.
It really does. And I think because it was, you know, my first single and it was for an organization, I think that's why we didn't really have a music video and also, of course, financials. And, you know, it's very, very expensive. But for this next song, I'm pretty sure that we're going to do a music video for Practice Boyfriend. So, yeah.
Well, you know, Gail does photography. Maybe she can do a video for you.
Hook me up, yeah.
Gail.
Yeah, yeah. I'm only 1,000 miles away. You better slide me in. Maybe we'll meet together halfway.
Exactly. The video will be in Florida. No, yeah, that's Florida.
Well, Gail, aren't you going to Nashville, Gail?
Yes, I'll be in Nashville on June 4th. Actually, I'll be there the whole week, starting on the 2nd through the 8th. I'm really looking forward to that.
That's
the CMA Fest, and I'll be performing a 30-minute set at 2 p.m. on June 4th on Wednesday at Music City Bar and Grill on the Toonsmith stage. They're sponsoring me, and I'm very, very excited about this. This is my first time in Nashville, so I'm very, very excited. And I'm looking forward to all the relationships I'm going to be building, you know. It's going to be great.
Well, you know, who else is going to be down there on June 6th, I believe? Reba McEntire will be in there. She's going to be doing she's going to be on the river, on one of the river stages.
Oh, wonderful.
Doing a free concert and all. So,
wonderful. If I'm lucky, I'll get a chance to see that.
Yeah. I believe it's June 6th.
All right.
Pretty sure that's it.
Yeah. You are definitely going to have a blast in Nashville, because I think I've been there maybe a couple times now, and it's so cool because you're going to make so many new friends and connections and stuff, because everybody there can, like, let, you know, sing or play a musical instrument, or, you know, can do songwriting. Like, it's such a musical place.
Right.
Yeah,
it sounds like my kind of people. I know I'm
going to
love it.
Well, you know, if you go into Ernest Tubbs Records, and you can ask anybody, any place, you know, yeah, where's this at, where's that at, they will tell you. And then if they have an opening on their stage, you can go right up there and start playing away.
Well, that's great. I'm going to bring a whole suitcase full of my CDs and pass them out to all kinds of people.
Suckers.
I mean, I do.
And maybe I'll just get a helicopter and drop them. A blanket drop.
That's
a parachute, you know.
Wow, it's raining, Gail.
Yeah.
That would be funny. That would be funny.
Yeah, really, man. It's raining Gail, not hail. It's Gail.
It's a hail storm.
Amazing. Oh, that was funny.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. That's a cool idea. I like that.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, well, I'm also going to be taking pictures of the rest of the week at Music City Bar and Grill for Toonsmith. So I'll be posting all of those pictures, all those event pictures. I'm going to have the time of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And my life has been great, and this is just like a cherry on top, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, give me a highlight.
Yeah.
So is the Bar and Grill going to be doing music all day, or just
To find out what their schedule is and what hours the Toonsmith stage is going to be operating. They have several groups that they are scheduling throughout that week, and I need to find out, and I'll be there for all of them.
Okay. All right, that sounds good. Josie, did you ever get to go to the Bean Pot in Nashville while you were there?
I haven't yet, but we're definitely obviously going to go back. So now I have to go.
Yeah, you have to
What's
go.
What's the Bean Pot?
Oh,
yeah.
One of the greatest restaurants. Oh, man. You go in there and it's just, oh. What can I say? A great, great restaurant. That's all I'm going to tell you.
We're going to have to go now.
Yeah, now you got to go. But, yeah, I mean, the food is just phenomenal out there. You know, every time you go, it just gets better, better and better and better. And great. Yeah, if you're going to take some CDs, you might be able to put up a stack and they'll sell them for you.
Yeah.
They'll put them in their store. And, it's kind of like a retail store, a restaurant. They even have, music every once in a while, like on the weekends, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. They always bring in, you know, some kind of an independent artist to do some tunes. Really a great place. But,
so
you know,
I'm really excited to be sponsored by Toonsmith Entertainment, and I really recommend that all the songwriters sign up with them, and they've been really helpful for me in all the kinds of advice and things. You can find them on toonsmithpro.ning.com. Toonsmithpro.ning.com, and that's Toonsmith Entertainment. They're very good, the songwriters. They are songwriters, and we all help each other, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I was looking at maybe 40 minutes, and here we are almost 2 hours jaw-jacking together.
See what happens.
Yeah.
Can I do a shout-out? I want to say hi to Audrey. Hi, Audrey.
She just went into the back there to lay down.
Tell her that we love her and that I said hi.
Oh, yeah. Definitely will do that.
Love you.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of warm here. It's 96 degrees right now. And,
oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And her blood pressure is a little high, but she went to go lay down in the air conditioning.
Yeah, really. She has to do. Wow. It's not that hot by me. I think it's maybe 60, 70. That is hot for us.
Yeah, well, we're supposed to be in the 90s for next 5 days. So, yeah. No fishing for me. Not unless I go out super early in the morning. That's the other thing that I like. You know, 5 minutes away, and bam, I'm at the water. I love it. I love it.
Sounds so beautiful.
Yeah. Now, Gail, you're right on the water, aren't you?
Well, I have a saltwater canal right behind me, and I go fishing back there.
Yeah,
and,
that counts.
That's fun.
Yeah.
I love saltwater fishing because you never know what you're going to get.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, yeah, there's you can get crab and pick up a bass or a shark.
Or an eel.
Yeah.
A puffer fish.
Yeah.
Or what do they call those big flounder?
Yeah.
I caught baby flounder.
Yeah.
Or even bonnet head shark.
Yes. Yeah.
Little baby ones, yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, it's great out there.
Yeah,
and,
it's fun.
I know, and Kobe, you can get a Kobe off offline or offshore, and that's really easy too. But it's a lot of different things. But yeah, we got to get down there and. We're going to do some fishing with Gail one of these days.
Oh, and, finally, someone to teach me what to do.
Who's going to teach you?
I do. You know, I used to like to fish a lot, but I was mostly just feeding the fish, if you know what I mean. I wasn't doing a whole lot of catching.
Well, I don't. Yeah, we can go up there up there by Josie too, and you know, take her out fishing. Well, that's no big deal.
There we go.
Absolutely. Hey, we should do a fishing tour.
There we go, yes.
Yes. I mean, you know, why not? I used to. You know, it's no big deal. I kind of miss that, you know, traveling the country and talking to the kids and doing all this and that and, you know, doing the shows. I miss that.
Well, we can be your band. We'll just follow. You can tow us. You get a trailer and we'll just tie a rope to the back of it and you can
there
just
you go.
Tow it.
Actually, I do have another photo.
Save on gas.
Yeah, I've got a photo of a band that I got to send to you, and you can do your little illustrations and all that for whatever. You know, it's gonna be great, Gail. The FCN CDR band.
It'll be so much fun. I'll be a cowgirl diva.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll get a pink cowgirl hat.
Yeah. Poor Josie has no idea about the pink and the pink duct tape and then everything else that we deal with.
We have a lot of fun. We just have a lot of fun. There's some crazy artistic and hilarious people that show up in the chat room.
Yeah, Josie, I went away for 10 days. I was doing a fishing and boating show, and I come back to the office was all pink and blue and Budweiser cans all over the place.
Oh, we had a riot decorating, quote unquote, decorating his room, virtually, of course, you know. But we were photoshopping all kinds of things.
I have to take a picture of my office. There's some Budweiser stuff all over the place.
Oh, that's hilarious. They had a party when you forgot.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
Party. The donuts were flying.
Well, you got that right. Yeah, well, we've got to send Josie the donut shooters and everything else.
Yeah, the donut launchers.
Okay, is there seriously a donut launcher? Where should I get that? Like, where have I been? I even lived, okay? Where have I lived until I had a donut shooter?
Yeah, well, you've heard of t-shirt launchers. Well, we got a donut launcher.
Okay. Yep, I need that. Yep. That's how you really live.
Okay, now sending.
Yeah.
Oh, I gotta go to the other computer to do it. But I will. I will.
Good. Yeah, please do.
Yeah, but I don't know, Josie, we've been here for 2 hours having a ball. You wanna give them all the websites and then the next show is coming?
All right. Sounds good. Okay, so the main ones that you guys could check out is josieshow.com, countryblastradio.com, and josiepasantino.com. And also we're on social networking sites if you just type in Josie Pasantino or Josie Show. So, yeah, those are the main ones. Check it out. Chat with me.
maybe some of these folks aren't getting Pasantino down. Why don't you spell it for us, darling?
I know. It's a really difficult one. It's an Italian name.
What?
I know.
Is it A-N or I-N?
Yeah, I hear you. I get that a lot. It's actually P-A-S-S-A-N-T-I-N-O. P-A-S-S-A-N-T-I-N-O.
Yeah. The Josie Pasantino Italian pizza. Yeah.
There's gonna be some of that after this interview. Yeah, come on, we're Italian. We gotta do that.
Yeah, don't make that offer too high.
I will
be there, darling.
Oh yeah, celebrate.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, really. We gotta find out when the celebration is gonna be for you and number one song again.
Yeah.
I gotta see Mama Deucer's banner. I mean, I've seen the photo of it, but I want to see it in person.
Yeah. It's definitely big. It's really big. I mean, seriously, you could tell. People will not miss it. When they're driving on our streets, they're like, okay, she got the number one song. Because you cannot miss it. The letters are so big. And
did she really make it 8 foot big or 8 foot long?
Yes, it's long.
Holy
it's
cow.
Huge. She went all out.
Wow.
She went all out for this.
Way to go, Tina.
She's on her game, I tell you. She's awesome. She's amazing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, have you had a good time with Miss Tina?
Oh, yeah. She is. I know a lot of people say this, but she is truly an amazing, amazing mom. She's awesome. She really keeps me on track and just supports fully. And my dad, too, he's awesome. He works, you know, he's a UPS driver, so he's always on the road and stuff. But he comes to concerts with me, and he always does, you know, shows and stuff. He's always there as my security guard. He's very protective, so, you know, he's there. So,
if you're a truck driver, you can be a security guard, no problem.
Yeah, he is on his game. Actually, during the Mickey Gilley thing, the Mickey Gilley concert, he was my security there. He had an all-access pass and stuff. He was all decked out. He was protective, yes.
Sweet. Good-sized guns on there.
Oh, yeah.
I know a lot of truck drivers, their guns are pretty well, you know, they're up there, you know.
Yeah, you have to be on your game, you know, because you're lifting all those heavy boxes and stuff. So,
Exactly. Well, not only that, it's just turning that wheel. It's not the easiest thing to do in the world.
It's true. It's really difficult. I mean, he comes home and he is exhausted. So I bet it's tough.
Yeah, I know. I've talked to a couple of these artists of ours who are truck drivers, and they say you can tell the difference between an empty truck and a loaded truck. You know, so.
Yeah,
I'm sure there is, you know, so.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Gail, you got something else here, or Josie, you want to ask Gail anything, or?
I mean, we pretty much covered everything.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah.
Hey, I just want to let you guys know how much I appreciate you letting me in on this conversation. It's been a whole lot of fun. And,
yeah. You just wanted to call me on Skype. That's all. I know.
Actually, when I first was listening, I thought, well, you know, is this live or is it not live? And I found out it was live after you when I typed something on the
internet. Yeah, I told you we were going to do it live.
And so, hey, okay, well, can I play?
Yeah.
I ran to my other computer and got on. So,
yeah,
it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And, Gail, it was so, so nice meeting you, and we'd love to have you on the show.
Very cool.
Yeah, definitely.
It would be an honor to be on your show. So
yeah.
Thank you. So, hey, congratulations on your number one DJ at CMG Radio. I saw that last week.
Oh, yeah. I was so surprised. I was so happy about that. Thank you so much. Yeah,
I forgot about that.
I was happily pleased. Yes.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Mm-hmm. I love CMG and how they help all the indie artists as well. And so thank you for participating in that. And congratulations on your number one.
Thank you so much. And thank you, you know, to all the fans and supporters out there that you know, voted and, you know, really worked it out. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And, Tom, thank you so much for having me on the show. I had a blast.
It's been great. Yeah, I know. We had a good time when I was on your show and – you know, it's just, what can I say? This has just been a blast. And, we always have a good time here. But everybody, Josie Pasentino, the host of The Josie Show. But, Josie, one more time, the guys can hear you Friday nights, The Josie Show at josieshow.com.
Yep, and Friday nights at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah. And you get and they can access the chat room and get the phone number from is it josieshow.com or how do they get to your chat room?
It's josieshow.com. It's in the chat. Yeah, you can go in the chat room and we have call-ins and all that fun stuff.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
And then of course Country Blast. That's also on 24/7. Yeah,
CountryBlastRadio.com.
Right. But it's not like we're trying to compete against one another. I mean, I love having Josie on here, and I have a good time, you know, just re-airing her Friday night show right here on FCN CDR every Tuesday now. That seems to be the best day.
Us radio stations, we have to stick together. There's
definitely.
That's right.
Definitely.
That's right. Because we're all helping indie artists.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. And then we also have DJ Figer. He's in Belgium, and he does a four-hour show now right here. And it's all worked out. I love it because I get more time off now. All right,
ladies. Thanks so much, Tom.
Yes, Gail, thank you for stopping in and helping out. Hopefully I didn't mess up your interview with Josie.
No. Oh,
wonderful. Or, you know,
so good.
You both have Skype. Do your own interview again.
Here you go. Thank you guys so, so much. I'll talk to you guys soon, okay?
All righty, Josie.
All right, bye-bye. Have a nice afternoon.
All right.
Bye-bye.
We'll see you.
Bye.
See you all later, guys.
See you later. Bye, guys.
And there you have it. That was the hilarity that is Fishing Country Now Radio, Cowgirl Divas Radio. And, you know, it was such a great, great time getting to chat with Tom Flatten and also Gail Carson when she called in a little bit later on. It was so much fun, and I'm so glad that they had me on the show. And I got to talk with them, and just it was such a great interview. I got everything out and got everything, you know, all set. It was so good. I had such a great time. And now I want to pass it over to Tina Marie, who is going to be talking about our VIPs and what they have going on. And then I'll come back on with announcements. All right, so here we go, VIPs.
All right, we are going to rock through this. So first let me tell you about performances and cool things going on. I'll let you know where you can hear about all of our VIPs. First, Brad Howard, he's got an upcoming show on June 14th that he is kindly dedicating to the military veterans. He will be in at the VFW in Smyrna, S-M-Y-R-N-A, in Nashville. So make sure you go to Brad Howard's Facebook page. All of the information will be found there. So if you are in Nashville, you can go ahead and you can catch that show without any issues. Next, I want to tell you about Wayne Jacobs, because Wayne Jacobs, if you go on Wayne Jacobs' page on Facebook, or if you find Josie's Facebook page, you can find all these there as well. There is a great Reverb Nation link there. If you click on that, Wayne Jacobs has a couple songs in there that he's looking to get some votes on so he can win a great songwriting award. So please make sure that you go ahead and you do those couple of things. And you'll also find some great information on Josie's page as well as on Lace Whitworth's page. He has a music role announcement that came out because one of his songs is going to be at national radio. So I want to make sure that you guys know to go to his page and you check out all of that information. Now, you can find all of our VIPs by going to josieshow.com and clicking on the VIP membership tab. First, we have Tim Garman, who you can find at timgarmanmusic.com. Next, Vince Anthony. You can find him at vinceanthonyonline.com. Larry J. Massey is at reverbnation.com/Larry Massey. Wayne Jacobs, you can find at waynejacobs.co, just .co at the end. Brad Howard, who we told you about his performance coming up on June 14th, you can find him at facebook.com/Brad Howard Music. Make sure you check it out. That way you get all the details about his upcoming performances. He performs quite a bit around Nashville. Rick Seaman, you can find him at facebook.com/rick.seaman.3. Frazier Newcomb, you can find at fraziernewcomb.com. And then Lace Whitworth, you can find at lacewhitworth.com. Mark Wildman, you can find at markwildman.com. Will Sterling, find him at facebook.com/WSterlingMusic. And then Lisa Skinner, you can find at facebook.com/lisa.skinner.739. Or you can just go to thejosieshow.com, click on the VIP membership tab. You will find all of our VIP's pictures there and their clickable links so that you can get to them right away in case you forget. Or just go ahead and search them all on Facebook. Put their name in the search bar and they'll pop up. Make sure you like the fan pages as well as become friends with them. That way you can keep up on all of the latest and greatest news. And we want to say congratulations to some of our VIP members. We had the Josie Show Country Blast Countdown Blast for May, and quite a few of our VIP members are on that top 20 list. So these are their songs that performed the highest on the station and had the most requests, etc. So we say congratulations to Vince Anthony, Larry J. Massey, Wayne Jacobs, Rick Seaman, Frazier Newcomb, Lace Whitworth, Lisa Skinner, Mark Wildman, and Will Sterling. They all had songs on our top 20 countdown on the station. Oh, extra great congratulations to Lace Whitworth because he had the number one song with his song Convoy. He also had two other songs on the chart, so he had three songs on the chart for May. That's awesome. And Will Sterling had two on there as well, so that is fantastic. So congratulations to everybody. And Josie, I'm going to throw this back to you then for all the announcementos.
All righty. So the Country Blast Radio Countdown Blast for June will be aired on Thursday, June 26th at 7 p.m. Central, so please mark that down on your calendars. And also Country Blast Radio's Giveaway Tuesdays. This coming week on Tuesday, June 3rd, we'll bring you Artist of the Day, Buddy, Eugene, and Claudia. So all you have to do is listen in on Tuesday for their songs to play, and when you hear one, just be the first to text their name in to the station, and you can win great merchandise from Buddy, Eugene, and Claudia. And the station number is, to text is 331-442-5833. That number again is 331-442-5833. And if you didn't catch any of that, we'll be posting it on Facebook and everywhere else when the time comes. So do not worry. You will not miss it. And also a special thank you to CMG Radio and Fishing Country Now, Cowgirl Divas Radio, for re-airing our shows. So to get all airing details, just click on the syndication tab on our site at josieshow.com. And a special thank you to Charlie Wayne Feltz, Talent and Promotion, for all of their endorsements and you can get their information on our VIP page as well. And I also want to thank everyone for the nominations in the Independent Country Music Association 2014 Awards. We were nominated for Most Indie Friendly Show, and I was nominated for Most Indie Friendly DJ. So it is such a great honor, and I'm very thankful for all of you who nominated me. And let's see if we take this one home. You never know. You never know. That would be so incredible. And next week on the Josie Show, my guests are Jason Robertson and the Outlaw Crazy Band. That's right. We'll have the whole band joining us. And we'll also get to speak with Debbie Smith and Paul Sampson. So stay tuned, and thank you all so, so much for tuning in tonight. And good night, everybody. Thank you for listening in to the Josie Show. Mwah!